welcome back, everybody, to the Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. We'd like to welcome back all the old listeners and welcome in new ones. We want to remind everybody out there to check us out on Facebook at Freeform Network, on Twitter at FFR Podcast. Hit up those questions at ffnquestions@gmail.com. But once again, my name is Daniel. I'm here from Freeform Radio, and right next to me today is...
Climate change is not real, Andy.
Yeah, man. it's kind of cold today, man. We had a couple of warm days come across here in the Chicagoland area, which got people really excited for spring, but winter kind of, you know, reared its head again, and we got a couple cold days, but
right.
I think today is supposed to be half decent, so hopefully it's not that bad.
I think it's raining when I got out here. It was raining yesterday. I think it rained Friday night a little bit. I don't remember.
Yeah, it did rain a little bit.
It's been rainy weekend.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of gloomy, but hopefully warmer times are ahead. And it's just something we got to deal with in the Chicagoland area. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, man, I got a special comment. We got an announcement I got to make, man, because the last episode, I got some feedback on that from the people on the streets, man.
Oh, yeah? What feedback is this?
I don't appreciate those comments. That's all I'm going to say, man.
Oh, yeah? What were these comments that you didn't appreciate?
Yeah, I was being told my point of view was wrong, and I was being kind of closed-minded, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's just Andy, you know.
I know, right, man? What the fuck? So, but that's like the type of stuff that we look for here. So if you guys really, really have an issue, send an email. So we can read it out here.
No, for sure.
And then at ffnquestions@gmail.com.
Andy loves that hate mail towards him. No, so no,
man, I love reactionary. I like hearing people's thoughts and a different opinion. Sometimes I think I'm what's it called, a contrarian.
What is that?
A contrarian, just going against what the popular view is.
Oh, okay. So if I tell you go left, you want to just automatically tell me go right.
I'm going right, man. That's how I was raised, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like right now, the big thing on the internet, there's you know, I've talked about for my YouTube stuff, but a lot of people think the world is flat. And like, to me, it's total nonsense, but...
Isn't there an NFL player that just came out?
NBA players. Or an NBA, Shaq, right? And some other guy. And, like, I watch some of these videos. Man, they make, like, really, really good points about it, but I'm glad. I'm not a scientist. I'm never really good at math. But I don't know, but then... So, I don't know. And then that led me down a dark hole. Okay, it's flat. Well, it's definitely not flat. There's one guy saying that the Earth is not really round. It's more like an egg shape. And that's starting to be like the new thing lately I've been hearing. And how the Earth in the middle is not like how they used to think. So, I don't know, man. I think I gotta just stop watching conspiracy YouTube videos for a while.
There you go, man. Just go to work, pay your taxes, be a normal person.
Nah, man, it's boring, so that's why I watch this. So.
You know what's not boring, Andy? What? This new GT Express that you told me this morning that you picked up, man. What's the word? What happened to your old one, man?
I had an old one. It had two wells. Have you ever watched? I love kitchen products. It's one of my weaknesses in life.
Yeah, because you have, what else do you have? You have a griddle that you got a couple years ago.
Foreman grill, George Foreman grill. I got my bacon bowl maker.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get one of those. Does it work?
If you love bacon, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, sweet, man.
Got my Big Station City Slider maker. I got a rice cooker, Foreman grill, toaster oven, GT Express. I got my Twinkie maker. I got my tortilla bowl thing maker.
Yeah, that toaster.
That toaster thing. I got a lot of fucking kitchen shit.
And how often do you use these appliances?
I could say out of all that stuff, I maybe use them a couple times a month. Like yesterday, I made a Belgian waffle. Before that, I didn't use it for a while. But I'm like, man, I want a freaking waffle. I just made it. I didn't want to go out. Made that, but the GT Express, the new one, I think it's 101.
Is that the one that Hogan tried to make himself, no, but then it blew up in people's faces?
Well, it's something similar. You know, the removable plates.
Yeah. So you got a plate at the top and the bottom of the press or right. Whatever it's called.
So they, I got that, and this thing has one for like a wide open. The two well ones for like donut holes. And I got it, man. Thing's awesome. I used it already a couple times. I usually make that for my cinnamon buns in the two wells because I don't want to take everything out of the oven because that's what Mexican people do. They put
all those sartenes in
there. Sartenes, like the big pans and cooking trays in the oven. Believe me, I've gotten into arguments in the past about that, but that's how we were raised. So it's in there. So I'm like, I don't
want to
deal with
that. What do they
that.
Want you to do? Get a rack and hang them off the ceiling, I don't know, man?
At my house, I lived in small houses my whole life, so I don't know. I don't know no better. But we use I use that, and I used it for meat omelets on that thing, and cinnamon buns. Real easy. Just you pop the thing open, spray it a little bit with some butter, and put them in there, and 7 minutes, they're ready.
So are these cinnamon buns that you're talking about, there's that little pastry guy, I forget his name. You just
Pillsbury
buy the, yeah, you just buy the cans and then you just slice them up in there?
Yeah, it's already pre-sliced. You put them in there and they're ready to go in 7 minutes.
Cool, man.
Throw icing on it. So once in a while, my girl, she likes cinnamon buns, so I just throw them in there.
Oh, shit, man. I myself, I kind of hate the taste of cinnamon.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't really care for it too much. I can eat it in small, like, bites. Like, I can't eat too much of it. The cinnamon just grosses me out. It's just a taste that I don't really care for.
So what pastry can you eat in the morning? I know you don't drink coffee, right?
No, I
so
drink
what,
tea.
Your tea, your hippie tea, what can you drink with that?
Well, you know, I'm not a big, like, I like eating breakfast. I don't like eating this, like, small snack breakfast where you just eat a piece of bread and some coffee or tea or whatever and you're done. Nah, man, I like me a good breakfast.
Two hamburgers from Burger King with a small fry and a small drink.
Now that's breakfast of champs, yeah. But like this morning, I had some corned beef hash with some eggs,
damn.
And a couple like two or three tortillas, and boom, man, knocked that shit out.
You eat tortillas in this house?
Yeah, we still eat some tortillas. Okay. Not as much, you know. Being diabetic, you can't really eat a lot of tortillas. So instead of eating like half a dozen or a dozen tortillas, I trimmed it down to one or two.
Oh, you went from two dozen to two tortillas.
Yeah, I cut it back from, you know, I see some people like at lunch work at a factory. It's a machining company where they make industrial size equipment. And you see some of the workers when they're eating lunch and, man, they come in with like a dozen tortillas. And that's in one sitting, man. It's like a whole pack of tortillas.
You're being culturally insensitive right now.
I'm just saying what I've seen, you know, my observations. So not that it's because they're Latinos, but just because, damn, that's a lot of tortillas. And I can't believe there's not more diabetics in this world,
there's
you know,
a
with
lot
that
of diabetics
with that kind of
about it.
With that kind of tortilla intake, man. That's a lot, man. But yeah, man. So the GT Express is this new one is doing you good. What happened with the old one, man? It just stopped. It just stopped working?
Yeah, it started. One of the faults I read on it, like I got that one like dirt cheap. I paid like 99 cents for it on eBay with like $3 or $4 shipping. So I paid $5 for it.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things I read about it is that
let me guess, the hinge.
No, the hinge is awesome. The coating it has, it starts peeling. So they tell you to always, when you're done, let it dry and then just rub a little bit of olive oil. And, well, the last time we used it, the thing started peeling after I cleaned it. Like, you would wipe your hand and it just came right off.
Oh, okay. So, in some of your waffles or whatever it was that you was making, did some of that coating come off on your omelet?
No, it's when I started cleaning it. I just, like, literally just swiped my hand on it and it came right off. And I'm like, oh, man, this thing's done. I just threw it in the garbage. And then I went looking for the new one, and I found one real cheap.
Ah, cool, man.
And paid the same amount I paid for the first one, like $5.
Yeah, we don't really have too many cooking appliances as seen in TV kind of gimmicks. It intrigues me, and for sure it's something that I have always wanted to try. But some of that stuff, I don't know, I get the feeling like it doesn't work.
It works.
Yeah.
Like my organic pan, that thing, yeah, it's done. I mean, no matter what I do, it's still a good pan, but for a while it worked great. Nothing would stick to it. Now it's completely done. Everything sticks to that thing. But I use it and it cleans up very easily. That's why I still use it. And I see they got that copper one, and I'm thinking about using that buying that copper one if I could find a good price. I know $20 is cheap, but man, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just buy it. Fuck it.
Yeah, I know Alana's been, every time we see it, you know, kind of telling me, like, yeah, let's buy one, let's try it out. Because she has a couple friends that have it, and they swear by it. But I don't know if it's the same thing as that green one that you're talking about.
It's the same thing, it's just a different material.
Yeah, it, like, works at the start for the first maybe year, and then after that, it just starts
crapping out.
I think
that was the big issue with it when I first bought it. They're like, oh, you can't just start cooking on this. You need to do all this stuff. Like, wash it, and then they want you to coat it with oil, and then over time, you got to keep continuing to coat it with oil, and I still did all that, and it worked great then, but after a year, that thing stops working.
Yeah,
I think, man, that's why they switched to a different material or something.
Yeah, maybe it was that green stuff, and maybe the copper thing does last a little longer.
I do have that copper knee pad for Brett Favre and shit. I do use that for running.
Oh, sweet.
That thing,
man,
works, but like it, they're cheap, but they work great. But then after like a month or two, they're not as good as they used to be. So they went, maybe it's designed to just wear out like that, but you got to buy one. I see they got fucking copper everything, elbow pads and back shit and knees and ankles. So I guess that made them a lot of money.
Damn right, man. You think Brett Favre wants to sell you something that's going to last forever? You got to buy another one, man. That's the way he gets paid.
I didn't buy his trimmer, but I did buy his elbow pad. I saw him throwing footballs the other day. Like, he's 47, and he's still slinging it around. You see that?
Damn right, man. That's all CG, man.
Yeah, probably. Is this Madden, or is this Favre in real life?
Well, it's good. It's good to know that the old GT is gone, but the new one's back, the new better one, better than ever one. But something else that old is on the way out and something new coming back is the DuckTales. You were telling me the animated series had a trailer. I myself haven't seen this. What is it?
Man, you need to be on the internet more, man. Yeah, it came out like a month ago.
Oh, so the trailer
came out? It's been out for a while.
Oh, okay.
I've been meaning to talk to you about it, but yeah. So I guess with the DuckTales game, and I don't know if they show the old episodes anymore. I don't know, but it got, like, nostalgia going, and I think Disney created a... They're like, well, let's make a new show, and they did, and they released the trailer. I saw it, and it was different animation, obviously, but all the characters are there, but the voices are different. That's what kind of threw me off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I used to love the old ones with Scrooge McDuck. What was it, Huey, Louie, and Dewey or something?
The guy with the helicopter, the girl, and then those freaking bad guys that looked like dogs or rats, whatever they were. Yeah. Yeah, that was all there.
Ah, sweet, man. I used to love that old TV show. And then, like you mentioned, the video game, I used to love that one, too. They did re-release that.
They remastered it.
Yeah, I think it was like 2-3 years ago. And that did pretty well as well. I just got it maybe like a year ago.
Yeah,
video game, and Junior actually liked it.
Yeah, I bought it, and my girlfriend, she's like, "What game is this?" Like, they re-released the DuckTales, they remastered it for HD, and she got hooked on it for a while. She was playing it nonstop, and she don't even like video games that much.
Yeah, it's got a really good mechanic with that cane that you bounce on.
Right.
I think you bounce on the people's heads. It's got a lot of collectibles, all these gold and diamond nuggets.
Yeah, you
got to
find those gold things, and I got pretty far. Then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, same here. You know, I played it for a couple days, and it was a good nostalgia trip. And then plus the new updated HD graphics, like I mentioned, Junior got into it, so he was loving it for a minute. And they've made other spin-offs or a clone of it with like a Spelunky and a few other some like Rogue Legends versions of it with other video games that have the somewhat same mechanic. Shovel Knight is the big one that comes to mind that really uses a lot of those mechanics, and it's a pretty good game, and I know a lot of people dig it.
Yeah, there's a lot of re-releases. Like the other day I saw something on, I think it was on the PlayStation 3. I don't know, it had to be the 3, wasn't 4, and I think they had the Mega Man Classics, I was like tempted to buy it because I'm like, damn. But I only played like a couple Mega Mans, and the rest I heard, and those were fucking hard. I heard like the rest are like really hard, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to play them. So I'm imagining it's the Nintendo ones and the Super Nintendo ones, right?
Yeah, I think by the time people hear this, the sale's going to be over. But right now on the PlayStation Network, Mega Man 9 and 10, the last two that they released just a few years ago, are on sale right now for like $5.
Right.
The digital download of it.
Might have been on Amazon then.
Yeah.
I saw something like, man, it got me, like, it made me click, and I was just like, all right, let me check this out. And I was reading it, and then like, yeah, this, and I like, and I think it was like $15. It was like 1 through 9 or something. And I was just like, oh shit, should I buy this? And I was just like, looking at it, I don't want to fucking buy this. It's just going to sit there until I don't really have time. Because, I didn't end up buying it, but then it threw me back to like going to people's houses and playing those fucking games, and I was like, man, it'd be nice to have.
Yeah, it's a good nostalgia trip, man, and especially because for the most part they're lighthearted and not too difficult, but
I
not
remember those being hard.
The Mega Mans were for sure, man. They were a little harder, but as soon as you memorize it, those are those like muscle memory games where you memorize the pattern, and then sooner or later you get a strategy on how to beat them. So then you learn that the character is going to move left and then right and then jump, and then you work a strategy to work around there. So I like those kind of games.
Yeah,
too.
I've been really retro gaming lately. I found the guy, I got two Game Gears. I think I got three.
Like retro gaming, like Pong and stuff like that?
No, man, like classic shit.
Oh,
man. Like
okay.
Atari, man.
Not that junk.
Right. Yeah, not the Atari Pong. I'm talking about like the Nintendo Pong. But I got some Game Gears and I want to repair them. And I found this guy that can repair the capacitors for $40. Unless you can do it for like free.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'll weld something in there.
No, I think it's soldering. And I was just like, oh, man, like, should I pay this guy? And he does all this shit. And I'm like, well, I only got like 5 Game Gear games. And I do have the TV tuner. I'm like, that shit don't work no more. I got to get my digital box hooked up on it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know, man. It's not, like, it's, like, I got, and I have a Game Genie for that, and I have a Game Genie for my Game Boy, and I'm just like, man, like, why am I buying this shit? Like, I've had it there. I was like, should I throw them out or should I get them repaired and just keep them? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, man. It's been kind of a recurring thing in these last couple podcasts that you're buying all this old gear. These old Game Boys with screens that are broken, speakers that are broken, and you're fixing them.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I fixed it, man. She's badass. I'm like, I'm not selling it. I'm going to keep it here. Like, I got a neon green Game Boy. I got a purple Game Boy colors. And I got two old Nintendo OG Game Boys. The one my mom bought me, which I lost. That one works, but I lost the top screen. So I bought that on eBay for like $4. There's, like, cheap plastic ones, but I got, like, a real, like, OEM glass one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I popped that in there, and that's, like, good as new. And then I got, that one has the original sticker serial number. And then my dad found one at a garage sale, like, a long time ago, and he gave it to me. And that one's an original Game Boy, but that one, the serial number is a barcode. So it's, like, the newer version of that.
Oh, okay.
And they both work fine, except I think one of them... I think the one my dad gave me has, like, a line going through one of the screens. But everything still works. But I know you could get replaced. You could replace the screens on those things, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's got probably a defective little scan. One of those, I forgot what they call those, where the line's on the screen. Yeah, man. It's a little old for me, man. I'm kind of curious as to what kind of battery life is there. I know these
kids. I read on some blogs and some YouTube videos, like, when you use those old electronics, don't use batteries. They use the plugs because the batteries could damage something on the where the hookup is, or like because it's close to the board or some shit, and like you're gonna run overheating and doing something. It's better to use the AC adapter or whatever. I don't know, something with the current. I don't know. I'm not an electronic guy. I don't know. But does that make sense to you?
Damn, man. And so there's kind of some kind of manufacturer defect that overheats the internals.
He says it's a possibility, and he was, like, really pushing it. Like, yeah, it's cool, but a lot of these games, no one's taking them out in the, you know, to travel, like, when you're a kid. So he's like, if you're going to use them, use an AC adapter. Don't use batteries. It's better for the equipment. It's better overall. It extends the life of the console, the handheld console. It's like, and you can find them like dirt cheap. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And I'm like, it got me thinking, like, well, it might be true. If you forget about them, fucking thing, the battery leaks, it corrodes and all this other shit.
Yeah, me myself, I emulated my Vita. So I got a chance to play some of those old Game Boy games, some of that Link's Awakening, some of that original Super Mario Brothers, stuff like that on the Game Boy and Game Boy Advance. And some of those games are still pretty good, and they hold up fairly well. And the Vita does a good job of emulating them.
Yeah, like a guy at work, he made his own NES Classic. I don't know what he used. But I know it's just a bunch of ROMs and like this circuit board, and he bought this enclosure. It literally looks like a mini HD drive, and he has it hooked up, and he like loaded like a couple games, and he's showing me some videos on it. And I'm like, okay, cool. So what, you want $10 for that? Or like, well, can I load it with more? And I said, nah, I'm never selling it. I made it by myself. It's my own classic. But yeah, I think it only had like a handful of games on there or something.
Yeah, it's cool, man, especially for us older gamers to kind of have that nostalgia trip and go back to it. It's always good to reminisce and go to something old. And kind of speaking of old, Andy, you mentioned that you're starting to collect these old VHS tapes of Star Wars. What gets you... what got you to start buying some of these old ones?
I don't fucking know. One day I was at Goodwill, and...
Good old Goodwill, man. Yeah. You always find some treasures.
So I'm just like, all right, man. Like, I'm gonna, like, the Star Wars tapes are like, they sell for, you can buy them at Goodwill for like 50 cents. And if you get all three, like the trilogies, you get like, I bought a box set for like $2 and I was able to sell it on eBay for like $14. So I'm like, all right. And then I bought like a handful of them. And I'm just like, oh, man, like, okay, this is the THX version, the one I grew up with before all the special edition shit.
Oh, special, yeah. All
right? And then there's a version before that, and then I'm like, I'm going to find the version before that. So I found a complete trilogy, the original ones with no special edition, no THX shit. Like, it is, like, raw. Like, dude, you look at it now, it's, like, freaking raw. You like, the special effects are rough. But, like, I grew up on that shit, right? And then I found that one. Then I found the special edition widescreen on VHS. I'm like, yeah. Fuck it. Because I have the gold one, the standard one, the special editions. When they came out, I bought that one. But there was a silver one with the special edition. And I found that one for, like, $1.
Yeah, what did they used to call those old 4x3s? I forget. Was it pan scan?
Just
or?
Full aspect or whatever.
Oh, yeah, full
pan
screen.
Pan and scan or something.
Yeah,
some
pan
shit.
And scan, full screen. And then I found, now it's letterhead, white screen.
Yeah, so I found the special edition silver box widescreen. I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, should I buy it? Fuck it. And then I'm like, man. So I'm like, damn. So I should buy the... the episode 1 and 2 and 3 on VHS. So I found an episode 1 at a Savers. I'm like, all right, man, 2 more to go. Then I found an episode 2 at a Goodwill. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have the whole shit on VHS. And then I researched that episode 3 was never released on VHS. The last official release was episode 2 and then the special editions, the more... When he did it more, when they started doing the 1, 2, 3, they made another trilogy box set where the spines have, you know, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, 4, 5, and 6. They made boxes with the new with more special editions on 4, 5, and 6. So that's the only ones I'm missing. And there's some more, like, widescreen ones. But I'm like, I have a lot of fucking tapes. And the other day I was looking at them, like, why the fuck am I buying this? But fuck it, I gotta complete this thing.
Yeah, to me, watching some of these old movies, especially VHS, man, like this is like the years that the tapes are supposed to start disintegrating, isn't it?
Yeah,
they have like 30, 40 years, or what is it?
They said if you properly store them, you get more, but normal storage, if like no elements hit it, yeah, it's about 30 years. So like the first VHS tape started coming out late 70s, early 80s, those things are going to start, like, not disintegrating, but it's... They should start fucking up.
Yeah, it's going to get it to where when you play it or if you put it in that rewind gimmick thing, it'll probably tear up the tape. It's not going to be able to handle too many more rewinds and fast forwards.
That's why I was like, yeah, there's right now, there's a lot of people that collect VHS. I mean, they made documentaries about I've seen like 3 documentaries on people who collect VHS. And like there is so, they put out so much shit, like obscure crap. At the end, even to its heyday, and there's a YouTube channel that just dedicates itself to finding like weird VHS videos, and one of them is how to properly massage your cat. Like it was like this fucking like the guy put the cover and everything, and it's just like the weirdest fucking tape. I'm like, someone mass produced this and put it out there, and I'm like, who the fuck would do that? But they did it. It's just I imagine the cost was so low or something. There's just so many of them. Like, this guy found, like, all these Windows 95 tutorial videos. It's just like, they put it up. They're like, oh, hello, you purchased Windows 95. We're just going to go over some... And it's the chick from Friends. And it's just like, this is fucking weird.
Which Goodwill is where you find all the gold mines?
The one off of Army Trail. And the other good one is the one on North, but, like, west of here.
And the Army Trail one, that's Army Trail and what? What is that?
Bloomingdale, I guess. There's a Savers around the corner there, too.
Oh, okay.
Where that Dollar Theater thing is around there, there's a Goodwill there.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, across from Stratford.
Yeah, okay.
The old Best Buy. Yeah, I go to that one. I found a lot of good stuff there. I found they had a game, Nintendo DS, for like $10. And I regret not buying it. A kid saw it and he went and grabbed his mom and he bought it. I'm like, yeah, it's a DS. What the fuck am I going to do with a DS? And I was like, well, I could resell it. Then I went back and the kid was already grabbing it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, man.
And I had a coupon for like $5 off or some shit. I'm just like, yeah.
I don't know if you heard. I read an article a few days ago that Savers, they're closing down a lot of the stores.
Dude, they're expensive.
Yeah, they're closing down. I believe that one that you're referring to, the one by Army Trail. The one in Downers Grove.
That one has good stuff.
It's just
expensive.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's expensive because I've gone to some, not Goodwills, but some secondhand stores where, man, it's grungy and dirty. And you're just like, damn, man, this is nasty.
It's more organized.
And you go to Savers and you're like, you know what? I'm willing to pay. I'm already saving.
The extra dollar.
Yeah. I'll spend an extra dollar and get a shirt or a pair of pants or whatever. Because you're already saving to begin with, and I'd rather pay a little bit more, it'd be organized, it'd be a little cleaner. So, yeah, Savers is a little more expensive at times, but it's still reasonable in my mind.
Yeah, their clothes, they have more, it's more organized, and it's just like, it's about $2 or $3 more than Goodwill. And so when you're used to paying that shit, I'm just like, eh. Like, books are, like, more expensive there, and media is more expensive, and Goodwill is just, it's Goodwill. It's like, it's cheap. But yeah, like you said, it's a little rough. Some of them are a little rough, or they just got crap.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I haven't gone to a Goodwill in a while, man. We usually hit up the Savers. There's one here close by our area in Franklin Park. But I heard even that one's going to be one of the ones that it's closing
this spring. How can they close that
Yeah.
one? And it's, I think, new. They just opened that up. It's not even 3 years old.
And the thing about it is that they don't really hire employees. There's like maybe like a handful of employees and the rest are just volunteers. They're just people that volunteer their time. They give them vouchers so they can put, you know, community service, blah, 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 whatever. And that's it. And then everything they get for the most part are donations. I still get their like postcards that tell us, yeah, we're going to, our donation truck is going to be driving by your area on so-and-so. Set up an appointment so that they can swing by and pick up some of your crap.
Yeah, one time we went there on a 50% off day or some shit, like everything closed or everything used. And I went there, man, that store was freaking barren, dude. They picked through that whole freaking store. It was like the racks were like empty. I was like, holy shit, they just cleaned out this whole store.
Yeah, they get pretty packed.
And then I went to the one in in Lombard over there, and that thing was a freaking madhouse too, man. It was just like everything was picked through, and yeah, when they have those 50% off, these people just fucking go nuts.
No, yeah, for sure, man. I like the Savers, and I'm sad to see it leave, man. Especially since there was one pretty close to me. But yeah, man. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to start going back back to Goodwill. You know, if I want to go do any shopping at all and do some secondhand store pickups.
Yeah, I don't know. Besides Goodwill, what else? I mean, Savers is the only one. So I don't know if they go down or what's going on with them. I don't know. I know there's like a church one around here somewhere, and I went to that one. That was pretty rough too.
Yeah, yeah. But getting back to this Star Wars talk, man, how was the quality? Do you actually watch all the movies, or do you just test to make sure that this works?
I just test them if they work. I do have a VCR. But yeah, I mean, it's a collector's thing. I have it. I'm a completist when it comes to some of that stuff. So like I got the original trilogy release when they came in a 3-pack with the special box. I got that one when they did the THX update and the special editions. So I just need to get that. I'm debating if I should buy that. They made a episode 3 VHS tape in Europe, so it's a PAL version. I'm debating if I should bid on one because they're not that much on eBay.
It's a sickness, Andy, for sure.
Nah, man, it's cool, man.
Well, kind of speaking into Star Wars, man, finally went to go see Rogue One. I don't know if I'm like the last human in the world to see one.
I think everyone's seen it except you.
Yeah. But finally went to go see it. Finally hit the dollar show, like you mentioned, the one over there by Army Trail. And went to go check it out, man. And I got to say, man, I did not have really big expectations for it. I did hear somewhat half-decent good stuff about it. People were somewhat satisfied with it. So I was kind of figuring, you know, I'm going to dig it or whatever. But, you know, I didn't really have any kind of conceptions about it. And when I saw it, I was just like, it's good. You know, it's not a great movie, but it's good. It has its nostalgia moments like we kind of talked about in this podcast. It's just a little nostalgia when you see the I forget the guy's name, but that commander, that old guy that passed away. Yeah. It was kind of cool to see him, and I even thought, I'm like, damn, I thought this guy was dead, and I didn't really know anything that they were going to have CGI, or for everybody out there that hasn't seen it yet, spoilers, but I didn't know that they were going
to... I think everybody who wanted to see it saw it.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were going to have him CGI'd, and then at the very end, same thing with Ogre, with the buns.
Princess Leia.
I didn't know that they were gonna do CG of her as well. So I was just like, "Holy shit, this is pretty cool."
The features now.
Actually, when I got home, I started searching it on YouTube, and I'm like, "Man, I gotta see some of the CG shit. How they do it?" And I saw some behind the scenes, and it was pretty cool, man. They said it was some of the most expensive CG work ever.
Disney spares no expense.
Yeah, by their lighthouse, or I forget what it's called, Light and Magic Productions, or whatever. That Lucas owns. But no, it was cool, man. As for the actual movie, I thought it was pretty cool. The characters were okay. I kind of figured everybody at the end was going to steal the plans and then give it to Ogre, I forget her name already.
Princess Leia.
So yeah, it was
who's
pretty
Mexican,
cool.
By the way.
Well, she was raised up by Mexicans.
There you go, man. It's Mexican enough for me.
But yeah, man, it was pretty cool, man. Do you still remember the movie? What did you end up liking it? I don't even remember what you had said about it.
It was good. Just like I said, the first half is like chopped up as fuck. Like I watched enough movies where I see there's a lot of editing, and they were like, I was even like, what the fuck is going on? None of this is really making sense. And then the second half of the movie, they streamlined it and made more sense, and there was characters in there I think that didn't need to be there. And the Saw guy, Forrest Whitaker, he had no fucking purpose. And like her dad was like forced to build the Death Star, but he's like, yo, don't tell no one, there's these holes, man, but don't tell no one, it's cool, help me. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you tell me all these fucking engineers and no one, like, oh, man, he built this fucking hole down here. I mean, don't worry about that. It's an exhaust vent shit.
But actually, I thought it was pretty cool how they tied, because I always myself, just being the curious guy that I was, how could they build this whole Death Star and just leave an opening in it that would let it explode if you just put a torpedo down it? So I always, in the back of my head, having watched the originals, just thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, how come nobody ever noticed this? And it did a fairly good job, I thought, of explaining why that access hole was there to begin with. And it's because of that.
They're rushed, man. The inspection guy failed to look at that yeah. fucking thing.
Yeah, the UL inspector he fucked up.
It's like, man, hurry up. We got to get this shit out today, man. We need this shit orbiting. Like, oh, man, did you check? Yeah, just say it's all right? We need these crystals, these Jedis used on their lightsabers. Did you get all that shit?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, we got to go through these temples and shit. And I'm just like, yeah. Like, yeah, me, like, I mean, I'm like, just, it's fucking Star Wars. Who gives a fuck? But there were some parts he's like, oh, yeah, I built this port shit. And I'm like, what? It's like, I don't know. Like, okay, it's cool. Like, yeah, she wants to help her dad. The whole, they made a big deal about the Diego, the actor, he's Mexican. And they're like, oh, it's good to see a Mexican in a lead role and all this shit. Like, he's a fucking actor. Like, slow your roll. And, I mean, it was a good thing. But other than that, I mean, the movie, the second half, I was hoping when they just released this on Blu-ray, they were going to have all the deleted scenes, because that was a big thing in the trailer. There's different scenes that didn't make the movie.
Yeah, yeah, that they're just trailer scenes, yeah. Supposedly.
So, I wanted to see that shit. And then the beach scene where they stormed the tower or whatever.
Yeah, Trump Tower or whatever. Yeah, the thing. Communication tower.
I look at it, looks like Trump Tower, but whatever. That whole beach scene, it reminded me like Saving Private Ryan. It looked really cool. And then, yeah, just the ending was kind of rough, to be honest with you.
No, I thought it was cool, man. I even thought the ending was cool. They shoot the planet, and they kind of are standing there in the wake of their destruction coming. And I thought it was pretty cool. I'm glad they didn't get to the characters didn't get romantic and go like, oh, I love you, and I love you that, you know, whatever. They just, you know, shared a moment together.
A moment of we're gonna die together.
That we're gonna die together, and let's at least hold hands and not be alone while we're gonna die. So I thought that was cool. I thought they were gonna go down the romantic avenue and kind of be like, oh, let's do it really quick, and it'll be the last time.
Like, I'll pull out, I swear.
I thought that's what they're gonna do, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna ruin it, man. But no, they did it well, man. It was a good ending. And then the whole very last part where they show up to where, you know, Leia gives the droids the...
Yeah, the cool part was Vader, like, yeah, fucking up
when
shit.
He comes out, yeah. I was just like, man, that's cool. Gangster. Hell yeah. And I was just like, man, I wish they had more Vader stuff. But like, how could you really, how could you shoe that in?
You know? You saw people, like, trembling, like, they were fucking freaked out. Yeah. Like, he's fucking up shit. And they're like, oh, shit, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And he's like, you ain't going nowhere. And he's, like, shanking people and shit.
I don't know if in the timeline, if there was any other battles that Vader was in, but I thought if anything, this was a good opportunity to kind of shoehorn it into the story and just kind of have Vader just you know, just messing shit up, you know, while he's out there causing this terror.
Right there, he's like in his prime, you know. Well, not in his prime, but he's still...
Yeah, he's like young Vader. He just got transformed. So I thought they were going to show more of him, to be honest. I thought they were going to show him like, Vader, you know, we need you to go do this and this. All right, man. And he would go down to the planet, you know, jack some shit up, you know, do some Vader stuff. And then they would just show more of him. And I even thought I had read somewhere like a spoilers thing that I kind of read on accident. That Vader was going to be flying, that he was going to have like some kind of like rockets or
there
some
might.
Kind of.
That's what I'm saying. There's stuff that got edited out, and that's what I'm saying, like they left off stuff in the Blu-ray. They were gonna have like this special badass, that was the rumor, and now they released it and it's like there's nothing on there. And the director said, we're never gonna, right now we're not releasing anything in the foreseeable future, because I have a feeling that movie is way, but it might have been better, or Disney didn't like it or some shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, the other part about this movie that I realized is that, man, it's really gory. It's really, not gory, but it's definitely not the original Star Wars. It's more mature shows more kills. I think it's probably like the most kills. It's
bloody and
yeah,
violent.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder. I think was it for this or the J.J. Abrams Star Wars? They ask him, what do you think about this? He's like, man, they ain't shit, man. They ain't my Star Wars. And then so I wonder if he did if he gave any reviews for this one, if he liked it or not.
Yeah. I think for the most part, I enjoyed it. It took Junior and Alana, and they didn't really care for it too much. They liked more the Force Awakens. They thought that was a better Star Wars. But I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie.
I thought you were say they like Star Trek better.
Well, yeah, definitely. Who doesn't like Captain Picard? But
No, I'm not talking. I'm not talking about Picard, man.
I know you're talking about Picard.
I'm
it's
talking
cool,
about Kirk,
man.
Man,
nobody cares about that
Kirk,
old guy.
Man, the new Kirk got laid more than Han Solo, man.
Nah, man. He's always just trying to hit some other guy's sloppy seconds and trying to get Spock's girl.
He can't have Spock's girl, but he's like, all right, man. You got your own little thing going on. I'm going to go hit this green chick over here. Give me a minute.
Well, something else that kind of happened and to me weird was that I actually saw something in the sky, man. Maybe it wasn't Vader. Maybe it wasn't Star Trek, man, but it was something definitely for sure in the sky.
What did you see, man? We need details.
Yeah, I was driving to work. It was actually this past Tuesday.
While you're getting your Burger King?
So, no. I might have had my Burger King already. But I'm driving to work. It's like 6 o'clock-ish.
So it's still like lights coming out, right?
It's not dark. It's still nighttime, but, you know, the sun is starting to peak and starting to, you know, kind of light up the sky a little bit. But it's still definitely darkish. The sky's still dark. And I see something streaking coming from like west or east to west. So I'm driving westbound on Lake Street and I see something streaking coming from behind me. And then it just goes over me and then it goes into the horizon. And it streaked the whole time. It wasn't a plane.
Was it glowing?
It wasn't a plane. It had, to me, from what I can tell, like 3 distinct lights.
What color?
To be honest, I can't really recall what exact colors, but I could just remember that they were multicolors. It wasn't just like red. It wasn't just like blue. It was like multicolors, but I can't quite distinguish what colors they were. I want to say like blue, white, and then maybe like green, but it was definitely multicolors. A couple colors. It wasn't just one big ball of color. It was like a, like one main color and like maybe another 2 colors surrounding it. And it streaked. It was very quick. It wasn't something that you know, went slowly across the sky. It was something very quick. It was just like snap on, snap off. It's through the sky, right?
Alien was throwing up gang signs or nothing.
Nah, I didn't see anything like that. Didn't distinguish any kind of shape to it. It didn't look like a.
But it was a
like
light.
A circle, but it was a light. So to me, I'm calling it a UFO. But to be honest, it could be a multitude of things. It could have been a piece of an asteroid, piece of a comet, just kind of streaking, burning up in the sky. It could have been a satellite coming down, crashing from, you know, orbit, coming through the atmosphere and burning up. It could have been a lot of things, but it was definitely not a plane. It was definitely not a helicopter. This thing was traveling way too fast. No airplane would move that fast. So it was definitely something crashing through the atmosphere. I just don't know what it was. And it was pretty cool. I've never experienced anything close to like a UFO experience or anything. This would probably be the closest thing that I ever saw.
Well, I suggest searching the internet and seeing if anybody else saw something similar like that on that day. Because there is MUFON and some other groups and blogs. They do post stuff like this to see what other people saw. But I don't know. I mean, we do live by the airport, so it's kind of rough. Maybe saw it in the day, and it's going east to west. Who knows? Maybe it was a satellite. Like, I could see it at night. I could see, like, a light moving, and, like, you could tell it's a satellite.
Yeah, I've seen those, and you could kind of see it that it's in orbit, yeah. You know, like, it's right. Far, and it's like a star moving slowly. No, this was, like, in airplane atmosphere, you know, height. You know, it wasn't something like off in the distance, like by the moon. It was something closer to our atmosphere. And I actually was going to mention it to you as soon as I got to work, but I'm like, ah, no, I don't want to mention it to Andy because I wanted to be fresh when I tell him about it in the podcast. I want to get his natural reaction for it. But I did ask another guy that works with us. His name is Tom. He's really into spaceships and stuff like that and airplanes. And I asked him if there was a website that I could search to see if there was a comet that was registered that fell or some type of satellite. And he said that due to the amount of stuff that enters our orbit, that they do not catalog it. Or if they do, they do not make it public. So it's not something that you can just search to see if there was some type of comet that fell in the atmosphere.
If you search MUFON, if you go to MUFON, they have chapters. They have forums and like groups, and then if you tell them, they could kind of not. They might take a report, but I don't know if that's how far you want to go. They'll let you know, and then they'll let you know if other people reported the same thing.
I don't know, Andy. I don't know if I really want to use this MUFON. Is it? I don't know if I want to make a report out of it. You know, I didn't really even tell many people, not even my wife, about it. I didn't want people to start laughing at me and ridiculing me, Andy.
Well, I did report something to MUFON about this Subway chicken, but
we mentioned something a couple of weeks ago, right?
So, yeah, and in this week's article, I guess Subway got a little offended. You know, we got that email which I posted on her Facebook posting.
Wasn't that coincidence, man? Yeah, that was like kind of right after we mentioned that. You know,
that's why Freeform Network and Freeform Radio we're always trending.
Yeah, we're on that cutting edge.
But basically, I guess Subway got pissed from that CBC report, and they are seeking damages because they're saying basically that they're full of shit. They're seeking $210 million or Canadian dollars. That's the only issue up in this article. But they are seeking damages, saying that. For defamation, and they're saying they're completely denying that their sandwiches use only 50% chicken meat, and now they're accusing the broadcaster of defamation, and now they want their money.
Yeah, man, this kind of stuff happens all the time, you know, claims and whatnot come out. I don't know, I get the feeling like reporting nowadays, there's not enough time given. Most people, they want to hit that deadline. They want to be the first one with whatever news they're breaking. So it's tough. I could kind of see these Canadian whatever broadcaster company maybe jumping the gun a little bit. But at the same time, Subway's going to say that. They're going to spin that because they don't want the bad publicity.
Maybe that's fake news.
Maybe.
But the thing is, the way Subway responds, a lot of it is, there's probably some truth into it. Yeah, even we were shocked about the 50%, but the CEO of Subway, Suzanne Greco, she says, and I quote, "The allegation that our chicken is only 50% chicken is 100% wrong."
Oh, shit, but she's throwing percentages back at them.
She's throwing numbers back at them, but they don't got a quote here stating what percentage is chicken, so, That's the thing. They don't respond like, this is total BS. It's all 100%. So they know there is filler in it, but they're not saying, they just don't like that number.
Yeah, because to say that's 100% false, yeah. Well, what is it? Is it 50%? Is it 49%?
Yeah, you don't know. it's 100%. And if I remember accurately, I thought the report was 52%.
it was something like that. It was like a rounded off number.
And she also states, "The claims made in this story are false and misleading. We only use chicken with added spices, seasoning, and marinade. Producing high-quality food for our customers is our highest priority."
You think they put some adobo on it, or is that the spice they're talking about?
I'm hoping they put chipotle sauce or something on that. But they came out swinging. When they do this stuff, it's always interesting to see what the response is. They're not even, but they don't tell you, like, they just say this is bullshit. I mean, they're not denying that it's chicken. They're just not telling you what percentage. That's the whole thing about the article. The CBC report that we read a couple weeks ago, is they're saying it's not 100% chicken, which the email state it is 100% chicken, but the CEO ain't saying that, and they're claiming it's like this percentage of chicken, which everybody else, the other fast foods, had it like at 90%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only thing that's weird about it. But yeah, Subway is not the first time Subway's been into issues with the stuff that they put in their food. Remember the whole bread thing?
They put plastic chemicals or something.
And they're like, oh, we don't do that no more. They came out right away and denied all that.
Yeah, because it's enriched bread. And, you know, they put that chemical to make it white or whatever.
Well, yeah, that's why I keep saying it. I mean, come on, America. You know how processed our food is now. It's like, even I think when they changed the laws, what you could call organic, who knows what they put in that stuff, because it's not like 100% organic.
Yeah, to me, I'm not one of those people on that organic trip. To me, it's like organic with the new laws, like you mentioned, it's a very, you know, loose term, you know.
It's a money-making term. Yeah. If you put organic on there, it's just like, oh, okay, it's healthy for me, but...
Exactly. It makes people think that it's healthier, but in actuality, to use that term organic, it's a very loose term. It can mean a lot of things, and it doesn't necessarily mean that there was a grower that had it there, did not put any pesticides, and just put, you know, cow manure and water, and that's it. And that's how that plant came out.
You know, like the aliens that we're talking about, you think their food is 100% organic when they do all this interstellar traveling, or they got the Star Trek replicator?
Yeah, man, that replicator for sure, man. Making some Earl Grey tea. Drinking but
that's
all space. Like
that's not organic, man.
Well,
you think that has stuff that gives you cancer in there, or they're in the future? They don't worry about that because they got a cure for that, right?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the cancer part because which I wanted to be a future article. I've been trying to find something so that we can kind of read up on it before we mention it. But the Google guy, the Google owner, he makes those predictions,
right?
And one of them was that like 98% of all diseases would be cured, you know, by like 2020 or something, 2030.
Yeah.
And then a little bit after that, if you keep reading his prediction list, he mentions that the replicators, he's just like, we'll be able to replicate food to the point where it will be a non-concern eating and nutrients.
It's always going to be a concern, dude, because even today we got, I want to call it an abundance of food, but the issue people have with it, it's just the way it's processed. It's stuff that they put in there to make it last longer. So, I mean, it's even if we get 100% replicators, I think there's still going to be people bitching like, man, I don't know what they put in this stuff or what is it? How did it just come out or what the hell, what chemicals they're making?
Yeah, I would imagine that when it does come out, it'll come with, you know, the initial people that are like, I don't know, I don't want anything just made out of thin air.
Right.
But then there's going to be the people that buy in and go all out. You know, organic or eating healthy and all that, it's all cool, but it's money, man. It costs a lot of money. And unfortunately, most people are not willing to invest into their own health. They rather buy the new Xbox or the new, you know, the new mixer we need, you know. Right. And they're like, screw the health, man. Because if you go to like some of those farmer markets, man, it's expensive, man. You get a head of lettuce and you're like, well, I could get it at Jewel's for $1.50, or I could spend $4 or $5 for a head of lettuce over here at this farmer's market. And I know it's organic. Yeah, yeah.
Mm, and it's small.
And it's like half the size. Yeah. And yeah, you know, you'd be eating healthier. But shit, is it worth the up? You know, the markup of $3-4 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think this is just like a United States problem, man. It's just a constant grind or a constant battle of just the abundance of food. And like eating healthy is, you know, Subway claims like, you know, we're the healthier option for forever, right? I think that's why they're a little pissed off here. But it is cheaper to eat just like, you know, 2 for $3, 2 for $5. You go to McDonald's,
go get a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, and then you get like a salad, and it's like $6-7, and just like screw that. And then, you know, it's just a constant battle here in the United States for what type of food, because we got so many options, and like, why would I want to eat this when I could get this?
And it's difficult for middle class or lower class income people to really decide to, you know, like, all right, I'm going to spend, you know, a quarter of my income on food because I want to eat healthy. You know, if they're going to cut back somewhere, they're going to cut back, you know, usually on their food. I mean, it happened all the time during the recession. You know, parents wouldn't eat. They would give the food that they did have to their kids.
Right.
So you know, it's not unforeseen for these parents to kind of cut back food-wise and stretch it out, maybe keep a piece of head of lettuce until it kind of spoils a little bit and still kind of try to use it, wash it off and whatnot. So shit like that happens all the time. And that's why I think it's difficult for lower class or maybe middle class even people to kind of make those sacrifices for their health. Not saying that they shouldn't. I'm not arguing that they shouldn't. You know, I definitely try to eat healthy, but at the same time, I'm not one of those over the top, like everything's got to be organic. You know, I do open up my can of menudo, and it's got that layer of orange shit on top.
It's called fat.
Yeah, fat and flavoring.
In the seasoning.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's that seasoning Subway was talking about. But yeah, you know, I leave it in there because I'm like, man, this is the preservatives. This is the shit that's going to make it taste good. Or I could skim it off and then maybe get half the taste. But it's shit like that, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a can of menudo that's processed to the bone. It's not freshly made. They didn't have some carnicero right there cutting it up and making that menudo. Nah, it was some big machine that probably cuts out the panzas and just throws it in there.
Well, let me bring it back a little. Getting back to Subway. Now, knowing what we just read, would you go back to Subway and get a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, actually, I went like a couple days after we talked about.
Were you complaining? Man, it tastes like it's only 50% chicken or anything. Well,
to be honest, I never ate the chicken because I had it once.
It looks weird. I'm not going to lie.
I had it once, and to me, it doesn't taste like chicken, and it doesn't taste right.
No, because it's even more in your head because of all the articles. Yeah. But even before that, I was
with you. But even before that. I never cared for the chicken. I'm a cold cuts trio kind of guy, a spicy Italian.
Right.
I like those kind of sandwich. Alana, she likes like the tuna fish. And then she eats like the veggie delight or something. I forget what the other one's called. But yeah, I've never been like one of those chicken, those like Italian beef stuffs that they come out with. I've never really been into any of those sandwiches at Subway.
Yeah, I haven't been to Subway in a while. I don't think I'm going to be going back for a while. Not because of this, but I don't know. I just feel like they got big quickly. I mean, they've always been big, but I don't know. Like, the last couple of years, they fell off, and I haven't really been there in, like, over a couple of years, I want to say now.
So is it just Subway, or do you still go to, like, Jimmy John's, or what's the other one?
I like a good sandwich.
Is there still Quiznos?
Quiznos and Jimmy John's. I went to Jersey Mike's. Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah. I haven't been to the Firehouse Subs. They just opened up here. I want to try it out, but I haven't been there. The only place I like is the spot by my house, that Ozzy's.
Damn right.
That's expensive there, but yeah, it's good.
$10 sub.
It's a $10 sub, but that's what it's worth it.
It's worth $10 for sure.
And Jimmy John's is all right. I like Jimmy John's.
I like Jimmy John's too, but it's a little pricey for my taste. If I'm going to spend $8 on a sub, I might as well just spend another $2 and get an Ozzy sub.
Other than that, yeah, I'm good, man. It's... I'll make my own sandwich at the house. But, yeah, it's just the sandwiches. It used to be who doesn't like a good sandwich? So
damn right, man. I've actually had a taste for, like, a good sandwich in a while. And we don't really buy a lot of deli meat because it goes bad. I mean, it's really just me and Alana that eat it. Right. Junior's not a big sandwich eater. So it kind of sucks because every now and then you get that taste and you're like, man, you know, I don't want to get dressed and go out and get a sub from wherever you're going to get it. So, yeah, man, a good homemade sandwich, you can't beat those, man. You can't beat those deli meats.
To me, it's like it's healthy because it's just meat, cheese, and the only thing that's bad for you is the bread. It's nothing fried or anything. So,
get some wheat bread.
And then I usually don't put mayo. I just put mustard on it. So, but, yeah, going back to the article, yeah, Subway is it's going to be interesting how far they're going to push this. Because on the article states that the news people said they know of the lawsuit, but they haven't received any paperwork. Maybe they're using it just for publicity. I mean, I don't know. But the response of the CEO was kind of interesting. She didn't just say 50% is false and 100%, you know, we use chicken 100% or whatever. So it's interesting that she didn't reply with a percentage of what the chicken is.
Yeah, because I think it is true that it's not 100%. They do put stuff in there. They probably don't like the number, so they don't want to come out, but they know it's not in the 50 range.
I have a feeling it's still less than the other people. It's probably like at 80% or something, probably. Like 70.
Yeah. Otherwise, they would say, you know, we're in the national average of chicken.
Right, but they didn't even say that.
But they didn't say that because it is probably less than that 90 range that all the other fast foods were in for chicken.
Yeah, it's it'd be interesting to see how this is all going to get resolved. I hope the consumerist website keeps on top of this, because I find this shit very interesting, because usually you don't hear about big restaurant chains and all that suing when stuff like this comes out. They're just like, they always say, like you said, we're in within the average, or legally this is where we're allowed to call it. They came up with this BS, you know, so.
Yeah, no, for sure. Nah, hopefully Subway makes a comeback and shows us, you know, some good sandwiches by bringing back that $5 sub, man. That's the one I miss.
We won't be upset. If you want to send us some gift cards or something to check it out, Subway, we'll give you our reviews.
And, oh, yeah, yeah. If Subway sponsors, man, I love Subway, man.
You can send it to the gift cards to ffnquestions@gmail.com.
For sure.
So, but again, we want to thank y'all guys for listening. Remember to follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter on the Freeform Network. And you can send your questions. We'll take gift cards, too, from anybody. Suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit our webpage at freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you'll see the links to Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, the Google one, iTunes, YouTube now. We're on, I don't know, we're trying to get on terrestrial radio, but that's going to be kind of rough. But
we're even on WordPress, man. That's like WordPress, a blog website.
We're on, I think we're on iHeart too, right?
Yeah, we're on iHeart. Yeah, yeah,
we're one step closer to being in irrelevant radio. But don't forget that when you're on that, all those apps to subscribe and hit the like button and all that, or especially on Facebook. Again, this is our Freeform Radio. This is...
My name is Daniel.
And I think I won't be going to Subway unless I get a gift card, Andy. And we want to thank you for listening. And we'll check you guys out next week.
That was cool, Dad.